fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of July. A prep tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to please take 5 or 6 minutes and read the Declaration of Independence. I think that you may get a lot out of that. Remind you about why we take this day to celebrate our independence every year. So that's a prep tip of the day, is to read the Declaration of Independence. We do a patient waiting green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon has taken the time, made the effort to begin a lifelong quest to become very knowledgeable about all the many, many benefits that incorporating essential oils, especially doTERRA essential oils, into your everyday life can have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Really good. Looking forward to celebrating the independence of our country. How about yourself, sir?
Well, yes, sir. I'm out here in Frontsite, and they're the first organization in America annually that starts theirs July 4th at midnight. So they had a huge celebration last night, and we were probably 100 feet away from the actual, fireworks going off. So when you heard the thumps, you felt it in your visceral body. I was like, wow, that's pretty close.
All right. right. Yeah. So you felt a concussion right into your core of your body, sounds like.
Yes, sir. Exactly. I was like, oh, where's my headphones? we're out here making so much noise with the Uzi and everything. I'm like, hey, where's my headphones? But I'm videotaping, so I didn't go back.
right. Well, the 4th day of July. And people will be having get-togethers and enjoying good food and watching fireworks, of course, later in the day, getting sunshine. Essential oils. This is something that the more I learned, the more I want to learn, Leon. That seems to be the direction this is going for myself. Have you noticed that for you also?
Absolutely. Even last night they talked about, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know much. So, in the whole scheme of things, how much, humanity knows about essential oils and its benefits is, there's 40,000 studies, but there's so much inherent knowledge and anecdotal evidence from, generations that have used it for 6,000 years. So it's always an ongoing process, and I'm surprised, you know, how many applications I've used just since I've been on here. You know, I had a sprained leg when I was doing the, me talking about hamstrung, I was thinking about the, you know, being, you know, hog-tied with the anti-terrorism or the counter-terrorism class. So, you know, a couple of scratches and abrasions, and I'm like, you know, all the different impacts. And then, you know, I'm getting a lot less sleep. So one thing that lack of sleep does, it affects your immune system. So this is where you increase the oil use drastically, because you have to beef it up when you stress your body out.
Absolutely. Well, I started my workouts again yesterday, and I noticed my right knee that I injured last winter was still giving me some pain. It's normal activity is completely pain free, but doing these stretching exercises, I noticed there was still some residual pain there. So I'm going to be using some Deep Blue to address that, and of course, continue my workouts and do a workaround on the pain in the right knee, as everything else is getting stretched out, and just be more gentle on the right knee. And so I'll be using it's a doTERRA product. It's a Deep Blue is what it's called, and when you rub that in, it immediately gives relief, doesn't it, Leon?
Absolutely, yes, sir. And then one other thing I'd also recommend, especially if you Deep Blue is really great for muscle and joints, but if you know it's, you know, ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, try this. Maybe in the morning try Deep Blue, and then in the afternoon try lemongrass, and see which one gets more response. Or, you know, if you had to do a pain scale of 1 to 5, say right now it's a 2, and then you do the Deep Blue and it goes to 1, but then, or say it's you at 4, and you find out that the lemongrass feels better. Once you isolate it to verify it is a connective tissue issue, then what you can do is lemongrass, which is very cheap. It's 3 cents a drop. Put 1 or 2 drops on there, smear it into your knee. And then I would use 1 drop of helichrysum, because helichrysum is a miraculous oil. It actually regenerates skin tissue, and specifically nerve tissue. So when people have ACL problems, MCL, all the, you know, skiing issues, surgeries, helichrysum is phenomenal in regenerating and helping the body heal itself.
Well, that's good to know, Leon. That's excellent information. And here's how people need to get started. If you want to do what Leon and I do, we're both pretty healthy guys, pretty fit. Here's what you do. You get a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. If you can only get one copy, probably get the 5th edition, but if you got a few extra dollars, get the 8th edition, which is most recent as well. You can find them on Amazon.com and other places. That's your foundational research material right there. Then also send me an email. By return email, I will send you my doTERRA website address, my doTERRA website link. And with those two things, you've got the tools you need to educate yourself and gain access to all the marvelous doTERRA products. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. And the advantage, you know, many people think, well, I just need one for back pain or whatever the case is. But the advantage of getting the kit is you get them actually below the 25% discount as a member. Plus, the larger kits, they give you a lot of extra bonuses. And so if you know you're dealing with certain medical issues, what's nice about the kit is even the basic kit, the Home Essentials kit that has 10 oils, it addresses the vast majority of the medical conditions of the body. So Deep Blue for pain. It's a soothing blend. And then these are the proprietary ones. So there's Deep Blue. It's digested in. So, you know, when you're on the road and you're driving to Washington, you know, you're eating at all the places along the way. The food can be marginal at best. And so you can use digestion to help digestive issues, constipation, diarrhea, GERD. There's so many benefits in that. Nausea, vomiting. And then there's Breathe, which helps with respiratory issues. So, you can put a drop on your neck, and in while you're sleeping, you'll inhale that. It's also, so it has eucalyptus and peppermint and all sorts of oils that are great for opening up your nasal passages. So, and if you have like weed allergies and it causes you to close down your breathing or respiration, that is something that's very simple. And then there's the On Guard, which is the immunity blend. So that's one I've been taking, and I take it as a prophylactic. So I take it in the morning, 1 or 2 drops in the morning. 1 or 2 at night. but when I'm doing some of this hardcore, you know, stress on the body and lack of sleep, I increased it. The other day I felt, you know, like something was going to start to come on because I went into Vegas and walked around the casino, and because I was in there for the class, I felt something in my throat. So it's like, okay, I'm going to increase it. So once every half an hour or two, or when I jump on a plane, it's the same way I'm going to Toronto. So I'm going to be sitting on guard constantly because I don't want to get bugs on the way into Canada. And we have to make two stops. So now I get four sets of bugs as compared to two. And then there's the other ones. Lemon, frankincense, melaleuca, lavender, peppermint, and oregano. Those are the six singles. And so frankincense is great for anti-inflammatory. There's so many benefits. There's over 615 known components of frankincense alone. So if you're ever at a loss for words and you can't find your fifth or eighth edition and you can't reach John or I, you can apply frankincense and it will have some benefits to it. The sesquiterpenes and terpenes, all the benefits in the frankincense, it's like an adaptogen. So it will actually see what your body needs and it will actually adapt to it. And then the lavender is great for sleep and sedation and calming and burns and cuts. And then lemon is great for cleansing. And so if you look at how many times you go into the store and you see it, new improved with lemon, that's because lemon is a natural cleansing and detoxifying agent. And so these are the oils, not lemon juice. Lemon juice is an acid, and whereas the oil is a base. So you get all the benefits from that. I mean, I know of people who had things like kidney stones and gallstones that have been severely impacted and improved by drinking lemon oil. So instead of going in and dealing with the ultrasound and having surgery, you know, they increase this, and that's only 3 cents a drop. So that's lemon. And then oregano is a super antibiotic. It's phenomenal for killing parasites and cold viruses, or viruses, and bacteria. And so I only use that when, you know, I know of people who are sick and it's really bad. So I put it on the bottom of the feet, use a carrier oil, put their feet together, and you get the benefits there. And then there's peppermint, which is overall stimulation. And focus and breathing. That's why it's in the Breathe Blend. And also, peppermint's great for respiratory and digestive. So it's a unique one along with cardamom. And so then peppermint is great for sleep, but also for focus when you're driving or if you're trying to stand and watch when you hear, in a crisis, you have to stay awake for whatever reason, whether it's fire hazard in Southern California, you know, flood damage in southern Florida or whatever. So it helps you focus and stay awake. And then there's the melaleuca. It's a phenomenal single oil that's used for anything skin-related, so any kind of first aid for the skin. So if you have cuts or abrasions, you can put that on there. It doesn't burn. It's highly antiviral. That's one thing that's nice about melaleuca. It's great. It's one of the best antifungals in the entire world. It's also known as tea tree oil from Australia. And so all those 10 oils you have, you can address probably 80, 85% of all the issues people deal with. And yeah, we have over 85, 84 different oils with doTERRA. But just a simple kit like that. You know, the Home Essentials kit is $275, and you get the large bottles. So these have 250 drops in them. For the most of them, with the exception of Deep Blue, which only comes in the 5 mil and 10 mil, and the frankincense, which has 85 drops. But everything else comes in the... So you get 3 times the value, plus they give you a diffuser. So the health benefits of just breathing oils, whether somebody likes the... He says, hey, I don't... I don't believe in oils. They can say whatever they want. When they breathe it, it still goes in through their lungs and into the bloodstream. So they get benefits. So if you have friends and relatives in the hospital, you can actually take a diffuser, plug it in, and many times the staff will say, you know, they just want to make sure that it's not, it's not flammable because most hospitals have, they have a criteria on flammable gases because of oxygen and things like that.
Right.
So other than that, I've been at families, you know, which their son was on the way out because of anaphylactic shock. We had the oils diffused. And we applied it to him hourly. And everybody, the people who had flown in from Missouri and Kansas to see this little boy and his passing, you know, they were remarked. And even the staff said, this is the most calm we've ever seen and it was the most enjoyable passing because, you know, the oils were very, very subtle, but they were very effective. And so, you know, I had many people, you know, they felt awkward saying, you know, this is incredible. How do I buy this? And, you know, it was almost like being in church. You didn't want to try to sell them anything, but they were asking, hey, right. I want to buy this. Can I get your card? And so the benefits from oils, just breathing, is phenomenal. And, of course, if you get them on the skin, then you increase the magnitude even more. But just breathing, it has a huge physiological impact and spiritual and social, emotional impact. That's where the emotional kit, the emotional aromatherapy kit comes in. And that deals with one that's called, these are blends that are proprietary by doTERRA. And the one is peace, console, forgiveness, motivate, passion. And so they use different oils to elicit different emotional responses. So I would have loved to have console when that little boy, 11-year-old Mitch, was passing away, because, you know, I had to improvise and make something similar to that before. And this was 3 years before console was ever devised. But doTERRA does all the research to find out which ones are best for different emotional applications. And so that's a different kit, but many people, you know, that would be very helpful, especially in a grid-down scenario when you're dealing with, okay, somebody shot my dog because they were trying to steal my food and my stuff in my garden. And all the emotional impacts of, hey, whether it's an EMP, whether it's your house burned down or outbuilding burned down, and now you're like, okay, I just lost half my food. So now your anxiety's through the roof. And so these oils can help drastically. And I've had people in which the dog was killed in front of him. He hung himself. The dog accidentally was partially blind and hung himself on. And so I talked to the kids, and the father knew about the oils forever. And I said, here, can we put this on and let's pray? And so we did that. And he said he had to drive home. It was about 80 miles. And he's like, no, I have never had such a calm spirit to me. And, you know, we use these different oils. Frankincense is great for emotional. That's why frankincense and myrrh are used in spiritual applications, because it has a divine application in the body. So there are so many benefits from the oils. Every day there are new studies coming out. And those two studies that doTERRA had, one is from the JAMA study, Journal of American Medicine. That one, it was supposed to come out last year. That has nothing to do with doTERRA in the fact that we don't publish it. And because it's peer-reviewed, they take forever to make sure everything is perfect before they release it, because all these companies are attached to it. So this is a Johns Hopkins study. So once that comes out, I'm going to forward that to you. And then the other one is the Serenity Oil, which doTERRA had done internally. And so they had all the specifics for a proper double-blind study, and that one is also going to be coming out. I don't even want to say a date, but when that comes out, it showed how much sleep was improved by just breathing and taking the Serenity Complex, the gel cap. So what I miss most about being on the road is my energy cleaner and my nice bed. So now I have a mattress. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of stiff now, but where's my energy cleaner? So I got to get that little pack for me so I can drive it.
Yep. Absolutely. Leon, we got a caller and holder. We got Rodney in Illinois. Good morning, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney.
Good morning, John, and your guest. Hey, I want to talk about a brown recluse spider bite.
Sure.
I had one for the first time in my life, and before I tell you how I treated it, and quite remarkably, it did not develop into a necrotic open sore. I was wondering if your guest had any, a list of topical or internal oils that he would recommend for such a bite.
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, there was a listener from John's show that had the same issue. And, you know, she went to the hospital, and when I asked her these questions, I said, do they do this? They draw a circle like in a Sharpie to show the expansion or the progression of the necrotizing impact of the bite. And they're like, no, they didn't do that. I said, are they taking pictures of it? And I said, no, they didn't do that either. So I said, you know, I don't know where you are, but you should definitely do this so you can have this as a baseline, so you can see if you're improving or getting worse. And so we did that with her. She sent me a copy of it. And yes, there are several oils that are very effective in mitigating the impact of bites and stings from wasps and things of that nature.
Hold that thought, Leon. So, we got a break.
Yep.
We got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of July. Well, Leon, you're helping Rodney here with this situation with the spider bite. Let's continue on that. Hello, hello. Anybody there?
I'm here, John.
Rodney, you're there?
I'm here.
Okay. I guess Leon is not there. Okay.
Well, until he gets back, John, I didn't go see a doctor, but I threw everything at it that I had on hand, and I've got quite a number of oils and options.
Good.
And this spider bite was showing every sign of developing an open sore, and if you ever want to be grossed out, do an image search for a brown recluse spider bite.
Oh, I've seen it. They leave a hole in your skin. Yeah, they make a mess.
Well, I avoided that. I mean, it got to the point where the skin discoloration, it had the look of a slice of a lemon, but it was the color of coagulated blood. I mean, it was nasty. I mean, everybody that looked at it was going, man, you need to go to the doctor. Well, Well, anyhow, I had lavender. I had thieves oil. I threw some peppermint in it just because I knew it smelled good. I had comfrey. Had an ointment called Herbal Mender. That the main ingredient is comfrey. And I took internally, back to topic, I used iodine. Well, the first thing I treated it with. I kind of ignored it for 3 or 4 days, and it kind of itched a little bit, but man, it started to progress bad. So the first thing I did is topically with iodine. I took iodine internally, and I get it from Deagle. Then I had, I was able to acquire a quart of Alimed years ago directly from Peter Josling from England. You can no longer get it direct, but anyhow, apparently it's still potent, and I took copious amounts of that, not droppers full, you know, like a half an ounce to an ounce at a time.
Right.
And the progression stopped, and it was the diameter, you know, I marked it and followed the progression, and but it never did develop an open sore, and I was just curious what his top oils would be. I mean, it's hard to say what was effective for me specifically because I did so many different things.
Right, right. Liam, are you back?
I am here.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
We're back. That's good.
Yes, no, I did hear his whole explanation. I went online to see that the info that I had sent to a woman who actually had the same issue. That's what we were describing. So I heard what he used, comfrey and lavender. And so the other oils that I'd ascertained or discerned before were diesel oil. And the lavender is great as well. But the other oils that were recommended by these doctors and other entities out there were frankincense. Basil was by far the first one, and because it's highly cleansing and also anti... it was very effective in reducing, minimizing the impact of the venom. And then they also recommended hydrogen peroxide after as a wash once you applied it. But she was supposed to apply this, every half hour. And so all they gave her was a cream. And theoretically, she could have lost her leg, and all they gave her was some silly cream. And I said, well, how often do you see them? They said, come back in a week. And it's like, wow. So... she described how her skin was very leathery, and like you said, it's almost like plastic. You described it as being lemon, you know, the skin of lemon. So, yes, it's pretty brutal. And then she said, well, I have more brown recluses in the house. And the chemical company said that, we can spray, but they are pretty much immune to all the chemicals that they spray. And I said, if you have the diffuser, you can put the diffuser in the house and also in a spray bottle, even if you don't have a diffuser, and spray peppermint oil and spiders hate the menthols in the peppermint oil, so you can
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we are back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th of July. My 4th of July sale on Energy Cleaners continues until midnight tonight. Energy Cleaners, $50 off. Mattress pads, 10% off. Somebody's coughing in the background there, gentlemen. I don't know who it is. So you go ahead and place your order. You'll be paying full price when you place your order. I refund $50 or the 10% when I get the order manually. So I take care of that. I'm getting a fresh batch of Energy Cleaners from Tom Berryhill Thursday, and everything will go out Friday morning from this sale. It's been a great sale, helping a lot of people get what they need at a $50 discount on Energy Cleaner, 10% off the mattress pads. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Mailing a check, have a postmark marked before midnight tonight. Toll-free our line for the sale. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're sitting with Leon Green. We're talking about the doTERRA essential oils. And it's easy to get started. Get a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. The 5th edition is great. The 8th edition is also excellent. And then send me an email. My email address is thelibertyman@AOL.com. And by return email, I will send you my doTERRA website link. Rodney, have we covered your question pretty thoroughly? Is there any more to talk about?
No, that's pretty much. I would just suggest if you suspect a brown recluse spider bite, begin your treatment immediately. I mean, don't wait 3 or 4 days like I did. Although my treatment was successful, I don't know what specifically was most efficacious for it, but apparently something I did was right, and I'm quite pleased to have a normal flesh at the bite. But anyhow, another, if I could add a prepper tip, there's a website called earthclinic.com, and it's pretty much a database of user comments and user questions concerning any and all ailments you can imagine, including spider bites. And it's a plethora of everyday people who have discovered effective treatments, and quite often it includes essential oils. But that's a must-go-to site if you've got anything going on, just to find out what people are doing naturally. And typically it's natural means to address whatever might be ailing you. So that's my prepper tip for the day.
Okay. Carry on. Well, General, thank you. Ronnie. Appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. Okay. Yeah. Well, Leon, this is talk radio as best. The listeners learn from us. We learn from the listeners. Everybody teaches each other, don't we, Leon?
Absolutely. I did not know about Earth.
I made a note of it. I'll check it out. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. And so did he happen to hear what I said about the basil? I wasn't sure when I was cut off, and I realized that, you know, after talking, I was like, okay, how do we get disconnected? And I tried calling back. We had technical difficulties at the receiving end.
Well, Rodney's still listening, so go ahead and mention basil, so he knows about that.
Yes. Yeah, basil is highly effective in that regard. Lavender, like he had used, frankincense, and then also what was recommended by this other alternative site, very much like that, Earth Clinic, was they use hydrogen peroxide and after you've applied the oil. So, and in this case, he applied it every 30 minutes of that. And then she also used peppermint. Like he says, he likes to smell of peppermint. But peppermint is highly effective in getting, eliminating, and repelling arachnids. The menthol in peppermint oil is a bane. It's the silver bullet for spiders. So, you know, she knew she had other ones in the house. So, the fumigator said that she couldn't. You know, they could spray, but that the brown recluse is very resistant to it. And so, you know, she was, you know, when she found out that peppermint oil is great for both getting rid of mice and also getting rid of spiders, you know, she got a diffuser and a spray bottle and went throughout all her house and sprayed the area in which the recluse bit her originally when she was moving all these boxes. So peppermint oil is great for getting rid of the problem after the fact and to minimize any further. Because obviously until you find the nest, you know, you're going to be dealing with those issues. And so she just left the diffuser on for a couple of days because she said, I can't get bit again. But so after 2 months, you know, she sent me pictures. And, you know, it worked very quickly, but I kept following up with her because of the importance. There have been many people who've lost their legs, had amputations, and died because of the brown recluse. So it's something that people...
Well, I wasn't aware it could be that serious. I knew it would make a horrendous wound, but I didn't know it could actually lead to amputation of a body part.
Oh, yes, sir. And the more I read about it and the more I learned how debilitating that very insightful to realize that, hey, you know, people just think that, you know, they think of the tarantula and they think of the black widow, but the brown recluse actually is more, the venom is more effective than the black widow is. And, you know, you always hear about the deaths of the kids playing with that, but brown recluse is more pervasive than the black widow is, and its venom is more effective in that regard too, because we'd have to send you some of the information and the description of, you know, how many amputations occur of black widows versus the brown recluse, and it's noticeable.
Well, we have brown recluse here where I live, and in fact, as soon as I get off the air, I think I may put out some more spider traps.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, that's serious stuff. Well, it's good to know that the doTERRA essential oils will help. mitigate the damage and heal a person. That's very good to know. And it's another reason for people to get started with doTERRA, isn't it, Leon?
And so when I hear these issues people have, it's like, you know, there are so many different avenues of the oil's efficacy and application. And so, yeah, okay, you got bit. That's horrendous. Now you have to start working on resolving the venom impact in the body. And then how do I prevent my children or my dogs or myself from getting stung again or bit again? And so what happens is the peppermint oil is great. So it has both the benefits of resolving the issue and preventing future reoccurrence. And so imagine in a crisis, you don't have access to the hospitals for whatever reason, and you have the capacity to do that. Whereas, you know, Roddy did what he did and did very well, which is great to hear. And so in the book, it describes it as well, and the fifth edition describes it more than the eighth does. And it just, and so by having the oils on hand, it allows you to do that. And even when people say, well, I can always order it. Well, it only takes about 2.5 days to get anywhere in America when people order a kit from doTERRA. But the advantage, you don't ask for, you know, your dried food and have ammo. Think, oh, when things happen, I will just order, you know, 1,000 rounds. Well, when things happen, you can't get it because the mail stops, whether it's flooding or. And so a lot of times people, they procrastinate because it's an easy human condition. But if you're truly into preparedness, you know, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it.
I could not say it better myself, Rob, there, Leon. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're giving people a heads up here on the 4th day of July, 2017, and everything seems to be normal. The Internet's working. UPS, FedEx is making daily deliveries. Postal Service works. You can buy stuff online. That may be a complete illusion. That could go away in a heartbeat. We all saw that happen the morning September 11, 2001, didn't we, Lynn?
Absolutely. And the power elite, they control the strings economically and all the other issues. And you know, people are like, well, you know, will they pull the plug on the economy and blame it on Trump? Well, yeah, we've been in debt for $21-22 trillion. So that was from his predecessor and all the other policies that the government has done. Yeah, it's a great way to blame it on him. When people can't get access to the retirement funds and the ATM stop, yeah, they can just throw him under the bus and say, yeah, he was the cause of all the calamities that's been building. And so if you have all your preps that you talk about all the time, whether it's the Wilson amplifier, it's body armor, food, gas, I mean, how many listeners right now have, you know, 100 gallons of gasoline stored away that's stabilized using, you know, PRID or PRIG?
Right.
And water. I was talking to this man here in Vegas, and I stayed with him a couple of nights when I was doing that counterterrorism course, and he says he has 20 gallons of water. He has a huge house, and I said, okay, the CDC says you should have a gallon per person per day. So that means you're going to survive in the desert with no water for 20 days. Then what are you going to do after that?
Right, and that's just for drinking. If you want to have minimal sanitation, 2 gallons per person. Per day, that would provide minimal sanitation, right?
It just blew me away, how nonchalant he was, and he's like, "Oh, well, I'm not into fear mongering." I said, "I'm not either, but you know, you're gonna be drinking; it's required." And so, you know, when you're out in the rains and it's 120 degrees, you get dehydrated, and you also lose electrolytes because you're flushing them out with all the water and sweat. And so, a lot of times, people they just get so wrapped around the axle, thinking, "Oh, everything's gonna be perfect." Well, he's more into preparedness. He's taking lots of classes, but he's still in the dark thinking that, hey, that's all I need is just 20 gallons of water, and I'm good. And it just blows me away, and you try to convey it to people, and it's like, okay. So at least he's going in the right direction, and 20 gallons is better than probably 90% of Americans. But for being truly prepared, you need more than that, whether it's, you know, a blue barrel that you buy at a food-producing entity, or the white barrels that are food grade, they may have had sugar or agave in there, and so you can power wash those, rinse them multiple times, and then, you know, put in the required bleach, and then if you have like a Berkey or some kind of purifier, you can remove, you know, the excess bleach when you're purifying it later. But if you only have two you know, 20 gallons of water in the desert to me is just ludicrous. But that's just my perspective. I'm out here, and I brought in, you know, 15 gallons, and I don't even live here. I'm just driving through. But that gives me the ability to be on my own without having to rely on others.
Well, Ann, when I lived in the city, I had three of those 55-gallon blue barrels filled with water, and another two or three 5-gallon cans also that we stored up. And that was just for the two of us. So
yes.
Now that I live out here where I live, I've got a 1-million-gallon-a-day spring that flows through my place.
Yes.
So water's not really not an issue.
Right.
And that's not counting the two ponds and a creek and two creeks. So, and that's one of the things about the Ozarks that makes it attractive is there's more bridges in the state of Missouri, south of the Missouri River, in Missouri, than there are in any state in the United States because of all the creeks and rivers that we have here.
Wow! But the other thing from the control point of view from the power grid is that if all they want to do is blow the bridges, then they would isolate people. So that is the advantage, but it's also a strategic way of saying, okay, we're going to force these people to come back off the reservation, and they're going to be dependent on us, so we'll just take out a couple of bridges that prevents them from, you know, trying to get out. So I agree with you in that regard, and I guess having alternate ways of getting across and maybe having a canoe or, you know, getting on Craigslist or cheap would be advantageous to be able to allow movement in the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got my canoe, and there's always ways, there's always workarounds to get around and over around these rivers and creeks. Of course, a deuce and a half is a great way to get through a creek. It's not more than 3 feet deep, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I would beg to differ that it would actually be a little bit deeper than that, too, because as long as the engine block or the snorkel, you know, my snorkel's at 9 feet, so it's like, okay, I don't want to really go swimming, but I would do that if it was an emergency.
Right. That would be a challenge, to say the least. Getting back to the essential oils, it's a ongoing, lifelong pursuit. Once you go down this road, you'll find that yourself, you become a lifelong student, don't you, Leon?
Yes, sir. I mean, every day I learn more and more applications of something as simple as an essential oil. And so, being out here, you know, I hear people have all these issues and they come to me, you know, on the range and look, I have trigger finger, what do I do? And you know, I give them different oils and they, you know, later that day they'll come back or the next day they'll say, well, how do I get that stuff? That was incredible. So, you know, people on the range, you know, who are shooting 1,000 rounds in 4 days are realizing, hey, these are beneficial. And so now they know me out here as the oil guy because when I come through the gate and I'm out here for a month, they're like, okay, we want to stock up. And so it's like, even out here, they procrastinate. And I say, well, you can order really quickly online. And they're like, you don't bring your whole kit with you? I'm like, yes, but the whole kit has everything we have. And I use that for myself and helping others along the way. But I don't right. carry an inventory. I may have 3,000 rounds of ammo for three classes, but that's pretty much it. I'm not going to carry.
Well, it would take a fairly substantial van to inventory all those oils and carry them around with you, and you wouldn't want it to get hot, so it would have to be climate controlled also, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. And so, I agree with you. So I guess mainly the really most popular ones, yeah.
Right, that's not practical. But it sounds like they look forward to you showing up. You know, what's your? Do you have a nickname among these folks?
Other than an oil guy?
The oil guy, okay.
Like, yes.
Leon the oil guy.
That, but
I like that, yeah. Here he comes. Here's the oil guy.
And
well,
it's funny because a lot of people, with the 200,000 members of doTERRA, of FrontSight, and they see it. I've had many people approach me saying, hey, I just started this week, you know, or their kids do. And they're like, yeah, I love that Deep Blue. And it's just funny to see how people approach me because my, you know, the name is on my license plate. doTERRA's name's on the license plate and
right,
on the
right.
side. So they see this prepper vehicle with a, you know, rooftop tent and all tricked out for off-roading and extra gas and everything like that. And they're like, and you even this, I'm like, yeah, that's how I'm out here so long because it's made a huge impact in my life. And I'm able to educate people. So I get back on the 13th and I'm doing a first aid class on essential oils, you know, for the Denver contingency. And so, you know, they're I'm going to have to tone it down because I normally do it for preppers. So we deal with bleed out, combat application tourniquets and major pathogens, but I'm going to have to tone it down because these are a bunch of parents who are like, hey, I just want to be able to help my kids. You know, don't freak me out with, you know, tell me about this pathogen, the CDC involved.
Right. Well, that's good. That's a smart presenter who tailors their message to the audience. That's what I do, and obviously that's what you do also, Leon. You also make yourself available for private consultation. What's that office number, Leon?
Yes, sir. It is 303-495-2188.
303-495-2188. If you want a private consultation, call Leon's office, set that up, and we'll do it. We are our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of July. Quick reminder, my 4th of July sale ends at midnight tonight. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Get your order in before midnight tonight. Leon, it's always fun to visit with you because we always go in all these different areas that people find fascinating. Everything from precision marksmanship to deuce and a half to prepper tips. And Are you still out in the desert training, or are you back home?
No, I'm actually going to be here till the 10th. That's the last class I'm taking here, which is a Glock Armorer class. I took it last year, but that's one, you know, that, you know, 40% of, you know, the police have it, and so my attitude is I better know how to use my piece as well. And I took XD in 1911 and AR last year, but I took lots of notes, but that's one thing I want to have more skills on is to be able to do it. And I just put in a special Travis Haley trigger. And so I want to see, because, you know, it has a much smoother reset, and it's gotten rid of all the 1911s. I'm like, wow, is there a 1911 trigger that works in a Glock? Because that is such a smooth trigger. But, yeah, but because of the double action, it affects everything. Yeah. It's lustful that I want to have that in the Glock.
You're welcome to your Glocks. I'll stick with my 1911s. But that's a give and take between people in the firearms culture is the give and take or people's favorite firearms. Well, Leon, we're down to the last minute or so here. It's always fun visiting with you and helping get the word out here about how doTERRA Essential Oils can help people achieve and have the fun, full, healthy, productive life that we all want to have. And keep in mind that now would be the time to start weaning yourself off harmful, expensive prescription medications while you can, and do it one at a time rather than all at once during a crisis. Right, Leon?
Correct. And if you try to do that all at one time, it'd be like the shock value of like the Herxheimer reaction. And that's where, yeah, you have a pathogen or an infection or a parasite, and you kill it. And what happens is, whether it's, you know, bacterial or an actual parasite, physical parasite that's larger, you know, when they die, all of their waste and their effluent is now in your blood system. That's why people get nauseous. And I mean, this was just determined back in the 1800s. It's called the Herxheimer reaction. And so if you wean yourself off of the drugs and all the chemicals now, you can see the benefits. You have confidence whether, you know, that these work. And they're less expensive, and they don't have a shelf life. So, you know, it's a no-brainer in the fact that it has so many benefits, and there are no detriments. And so, you know, it doesn't have the side effects. You don't have to worry about the labels that, you know, that are, you know, there may be a label that has, you know, the black box label that says, you know, this may cause, you know, kidney failure and suicide and all these other things. It's like they're very simple, and they're very inexpensive. So, you know, I highly recommend that people learn more about it and give us a call, and we can get you some of the oils ASAP. And then you can see the benefits now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I don't want to be cut off by the music, Leon. I want to thank you and enjoy your class and enjoy our Independence Day. Thank you, sir.
Likewise. Thanks. Bye, John.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. Never give up your guns or ammunition, by the way. And God bless America.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.